It's time once again for our Tibbetts Talk, and last week we were talking about the behind the scenes for Tibbetts Summer Theater, getting ready with casting of not only the actors and actresses, but the tech folks as well. But we didn't have the final pieces together for what's a very popular piece of Tibbetts Summer Theater, and that's Popcorn Theater. Well, now it looks like we do have it in place. Peter Riopel, who's the artistic director for Tibbetts Summer Theater, joins us again on the line for this piece. And again, it's really one of those things that it's not just for the kids. It's really for the whole family. And that's is that kind of the attitude when you try to put together these shows for the summer season?
Yes, absolutely. We always try and pick something for everybody, you know. And we always say kids of all ages, right? So We really think we've put something together special, and I just want you to know, like, this is hot off the presses. Like, this is an exclusive for your listeners. Like, we have not
breaking news, right.
You know, you guys are so good for us, so we wanted to give a little back that way. So this is not even up on the website yet or anything, so you guys are first.
All right.
Yeah, we are just thrilled to finally have a full five show offering. We're starting with Beauty and the Beast this year. Everybody knows it. Everybody loves it. It's not, to be clear, the Disney version. Those would be too long for Popcorn Theater, but these are really high-quality theater for young audience versions. But same story. You know, everybody knows it and loves it. So Beauty and the Beast is first up. And then that is followed by a great magician. Magicians are always super popular with the popcorn crowds, and this guy is just terrific. He's worked all over the country. Alan Kazam, his name is. So I'll take on Alan Kazam. Yeah, he's worked in Vegas and everywhere. So just terrific. I've seen his stuff. It's really entertaining. Following that, we have a musical version of The Jungle Book, which is, Mowgli, the man cub, and raised by wolves in the jungle and finding his way home. So, and that is actually written by Chad Talon from our company, who everybody, I think, knows and loves. He'll be directing that as well. So it's a terrific script, great music. And then that will be followed by Patricia Polacco's Union City. Anybody that lives in Branch County ought to be, you know, familiar with the name Patricia Polacco, famous children's book author. And this is an adaptation of her stories from growing up in Union City. And so it's a great, warm, family-friendly, you know, with lots of local references and everything. And we're doing something super special, too. We're actually doing an art exhibit of her work down in the art gallery in the basement during the run of the show. So
very cool.
That should be super cool, too. And we're trying to get her in to do some book signings or talkbacks or something like that as well.
Okay. So,
and then we finish the season with the classic cartoon Cavalcade, which is, you know, all your favorite Saturday morning cartoons, but on the big screen. So always been popular too, so that winds down the season. So we're just thrilled that we're going to be back and giving a full season of entertainment to the kids. So
right.
June 17th through August 6th, and 10 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, pretty much all summer.
Right, and doing something a little different this year. I understand you're going to do reserve seating this year too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've always done general seating, but we know that, you know, folks have their own special places they like to be. You know, like I always like to watch Popcorn Theater from the balcony, you know, but not everybody likes that, you know. So, so we're just going to try just like a regular show, you know, reserved seating. So we're encouraging folks to, you know, book early and often, you know. And they'll be able to start booking tickets. Tickets go on sale, I think, for Popcorn the first or second week of April. So just mark your calendars and check in with the Tibbetts box office, and you should be good to go.
And the other piece, too, is that, again, trying to get kids around on a Saturday morning sometimes is tough. If you've already got reserved seats, then you don't have to worry about
you know,
scrambling to, you know, getting it right at the very last minute.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll know that you got a ticket.
All right.
Because they do sell out quick. Yeah.
Well, look for it on the Tibbetts website soon. All the information about all the shows, as Peter said, tickets will go on sale in April for that. And then, of course, check out the entire summer theater schedule, the main stage shows that are alongside this as well. But the announcement this morning of Tibbetts Popcorn Theater for 2022. Peter Riepel, the artistic director at Tibbetts Summer Theater, with us this morning. AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.